I'm a lecturer at a university where class size is around 500 and there are no extra lessons but self-study. So those are some of the comments that came through. So thank you so much for the comments and the phone calls and the WhatsApp messages. And this is where we wrap up breakfast with Stanbic. So remember, expand your horizons with offshore banking. So start your global banking journey right away, right here in Zambia with Stanbic Private Banking. Gain access to world-class offshore banking through Standard Bank Isles Man. And obviously, you get a lot by this. So grow and protect your wealth across borders. And that right there wraps up Breakfast with Stanbic.
Thank you for joining us on Breakfast with Stanbic. Remember, Stanbic Bank has been committed to Zambia for over 60 years, driving our nation's growth. Stay tuned to Phoenix FM and have a fantastic day ahead. Breakfast with Stanbic, your perfect start to a great day.
Welcome.
You're at the till. Groceries packed, then boom. No wallet, no card. Don't stress. With StanPay by Stanbic, you just approve the prompt on your phone and enter your Stanbic PIN. No cash, no card, no drama. StanPay works wherever you shop. It's quick, safe, and 100% digital. Cardless, cashless, seamless. Activate your mobile banking to enjoy StanPay by Stanbic at all Konsekonse pay points.
The time on Phoenix FM is 8:01. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Zambia Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletics label, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.za. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. ARB calls for clear framework before moving to quarterly fuel price reviews. Finance Minister warns domestic debt restructuring could cause crisis in the banking sector. 5 Al Jazeera journalists killed in Israeli strike in Gaza. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, says a comprehensive framework must be in place before transitioning fuel price reviews from a monthly to quarterly basis. ARB Director General Elijah Sichone notes that while monthly reviews help oil marketing companies, OMCs, recover their costs, they are less convenient for consumers who face challenges in planning. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Sichone says quarterly reviews, on the other hand, could offer more stability but require a structured approach to ensure sector stability and supply security. He has emphasized that any potential shift to quarterly pricing would need to be carefully planned and would require formal approval before implementation.
We are mindful that this month-to-month for consumers may not be very ideal in terms of planning. So the directive is that we need to be able to move to quarterly in our pricing. So for us to be able to move from monthly to quarterly, we need to have certain instruments or frameworks in place that should look at how we stabilize, you know, behind the scenes, just like the way we do it with uniform pricing. So even for the movement from monthly to, we need to work out some mechanisms that would ensure that from month one, two, three, these OMCs are able to recover their costs, but at the same time, you know, we don't hold on to their working capital because it will be eroded.
Finance and National Planning Minister, Dr. Sitembe Komsokotwane, has cautioned that restructuring the country's domestic debt at this time could lead to a crisis in the banking sector. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Msokotwane explains that applying the same conditions to domestic debt as those used for external debt would cause significant disruption for citizens. He says that most lending to the government through treasury bills and bonds comes from banks, and that if the domestic debt were restructured, bank asset values would decline sharply, triggering potential collapses and leaving depositors unable to access their funds. Dr. Msokotwane has stressed that this risk is the key reason why government has decided against restructuring domestic debt, at least for now.
The most important reason is this. Many of the institutions that lend money to government using treasury paper or bonds, treasury bills, they are banks. So if you restructure the debt, meaning, as I give the example, you lend us 100, we promise to pay you back 100, but we only pay you 80, it means that these banks, their wealth would go down. But remember, money that is in the banks, it's really money that was deposited there by individuals like you and me. So if the government now says, we will no longer be able to pay you 100, we'll only pay you 80, so you have a banking crisis. So many banks come into collapse. Depositors will not be able to get their money.
The Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, has urged governments to deal with financial leakages decisively as they are robbing the country of much-needed resources to fund critical sectors of the economy. In an interview with Phoenix News, the CAAC Chief Executive Officer, Brighton Tembo, has noted with concern that Zambia lost over 91 billion kwacha in 2024, nearly 42% of the proposed 2025 national budget, due to suspected illicit financial flaws, as revealed in the Financial Intelligence Center FIC report. Mr. Tembo notes that this is a recurring concern and the government needs to move beyond merely receiving annual FIC reports and instead use them as a mandate for action. He says government has a duty to follow up on individuals and entities named in the FIC reports by thoroughly investigating cases to gain a clear understanding of the tricks used to externalize funds. Mr. Tembo has called on government to proactively engage with the FIC findings, arguing that without a concrete response, the reports risk becoming an academic exercise with no impact.
At the end of the day, the consequence is one, it is the poor Zambians who are affected. So government can do better if they can become too committed to addressing those issues that are raised in the Financial Intelligence Center report, year in, year out. You know, if we are not careful, the Financial Intelligence Center report is going to become an academic report which does not do anything. But if the people cited in those reports are followed, a clear understanding as to how these people manage to get engaged in those financial flows, then the poor will continue to be poor. But if that money is transferred to social assets, it can help the people, it can even help to develop the economy.
The Zambia Renewable Energy Association, ZARENA, has doubted the possibility of achieving the presidential directive to implement 1,000 megawatts of solar plants before the end of the year. ZARENA Vice Chairman Michael Tarney has cited funding shortfalls and a compressed construction timetable as major challenges. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Tarney says despite having at least 30 domestic and international developers willing to undertake the work, securing financing and firm offtake agreements remains unresolved. He explains that grid capacity limitations also complicate site selection, as only certain segments can absorb large-scale solar generation. Mr. Tani adds that with feasibility studies largely complete, there's need for a structured procurement process and increased exposure from financial institutions, stating that without expedited funding solutions and clear power purchase contracts, meeting the president's target within the current calendar year appears unlikely.
The projects have to be in the right place. They have to be affordable for ZESCO, actually financed. So, but what's good about it is the feasibility studies are largely done. There's plenty of investor interest and people are applying their minds. So I think we can map away to the 1,000. I think delivering it is a bit tight because, you know, normally